All right, Marty Lurie here on KMBR 680. We get ready for Giants baseball. Joined fans by someone, you're going to hear his name during the year. He is a major league pitcher. He's a relief pitcher. He's in camp with the Giants. That's Trevor Gott. Nice to have you on the show.
Yeah, it's good to be here, Marty. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're glad to have you here. And you came over from Washington. So I always like to ask someone, you know, and I know you've moved around a little bit in your career, being drafted by San Diego early on in your life, but how do you hear about it, that you're coming to the Giants of all places?
It's actually a funny story. I was actually DFA'd on a Friday before camp on Wednesday. Okay. And so I was kind of in that limbo stage where I don't know what's going on. I'm kind of just sitting, waiting to hear something, and I got a call Wednesday morning. When camp was, had already started that morning, and they said, we've traded you to the Giants, they'll be in touch, follow this. So I'm kind of waiting to hear from the Giants and get the call, and they asked if I could fly out that afternoon. And my whole life was down in Florida. I had rented a spot all off season. All my stuff was there, all my daughter's stuff's there, and so I just packed up what I needed and came on out here, and I was here Thursday morning, first day.
Boy, the life of a baseball player. This is something people don't hear about, but it's what disruptive times it could be in a good family and someone who take care of the children, yeah. The furniture and everything else. That's the story of life, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I mean, you kind of get used. I've been traded three times now, so okay. I'm fairly used to the be somewhere one day and on a plane with a new team the next day. So, I mean, You have to be adaptable in this game.
All right, Trevor Gott with us. As I say, we're going to hear his name during the year. I'm confident of that, a right-handed relief pitcher. I watch your delivery, and it's interesting. It looks nice and slow, and then all of a sudden, wow, the whip happens right at the end. Am I seeing something?
You know, Marty, I think with my size and stature, I'm not the biggest guy. I've always thrown that way. I think it's my way of getting the momentum to get down the hill and have the life on my fastball that I do and create some deception.
Yeah, I've noticed it, and I said, well, a nice, easy delivery, and boom, mm-hmm. Yeah, that arm comes through, and that ball is on you. So it's being a right-hander in today's game, and you're not a 6'7" guy, right. You do need that pitch that you have deception with, don't you?
Yeah, that's what it's all about, deception, keeping the hitter off balance, and I mean, that ball that gets on you quick is tough to hit if you ask the hitter. So,
do you use analytics? I know just being in the clubhouse 5 minutes ago, I saw someone going around mm-hmm. explaining to the catcher where to sit, how it could help the pitchers and all that. How do you use analytics?
I hadn't used it much in the past since I got here. The guys are really good with it. They're not overwhelming with it. They give you the information and you can use it how you want. I think it's great just to know what you're good at, like what pitches you throw and where that you have the most success with. So I think it's now a huge part of the game because the hitters are also using the analytics and they know where you throw it and what you're good at and what to look for. So I think it's taken over the game, honestly, and it's smart to use it. Some guys use it a lot. Some guys don't look at it, but...
Yeah. Well, you're a University of Kentucky guy, an SEC guy, and it's great sports in the SEC. Kentucky football this year was outstanding. Kentucky baseball is always good as well. Tell me what you majored in.
I was a communications major. I grew up right there in Kentucky, so it was always a dream to go to Kentucky. I need to go back and get my degree. My parents are all over me about that, so I got to go back and get my degree, but... Yeah, I love the SEC, always loved the SEC, and it was amazing to be able to play for the school that I grew up rooting for.
All right, and you grew up in Kentucky, mm-hmm. And of course, rooting for the Wildcats, not Louisville, I hear that, okay.
Yeah.
I hear that, but who'd you root for in baseball? How did baseball become part of your life?
So growing up, some of my best memories were going to the Cincinnati Reds games with my dad. So we would go there and... I mean, I'm trying to think. We went quite a bit. He would take me out of school to go there. And I guess that's kind of how I fell in love with it.
Who was your favorite player, or did you have one?
I didn't necessarily have a favorite player growing up. I just loved watching the game. I mean, I was a pitcher and a position player. So, but once I started focusing just on pitching, I really started watching Craig Kimbrell when he broke into the league, similar size, and I kind of related to him. So I would say he was the guy that made me fall in love with pitching.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. No,
yeah.
Very good. Trevor got with us. Now, you mentioned Craig Kimbrell. I think of the setup for him with the arm up and all that. Do you do any of that?
No, I keep it simple out there. I always just kept it simple. I feel like the less stuff I'm doing out there, the better I'll be.
All right. Now, you have a very famous name in baseball. You know that. Jim Gott played for the Giants, the Pirates as well. He's a very, very nice man. He's been a pitching coach as well. I think he still is right now, I think, with the Phillies, if I'm not mistaken. But any relation to Jim Gott? You must be asked this a million times.
Actually, I'm not related to Jim Gott. When I got traded to the Angels, he was the minor league pitching coordinator at the time. And when I got over there, all the guys are, "Ew, you're Jim's son. You're Jim's son. That's why you're here. He got you over here." And I was like, I'm not related to him. But me and Jim have a good relationship. He has an awesome family. And I credit him a lot for where I'm at in this game, honestly. So he's a great guy.
Good. Hey, favorite moment as a baseball player? Certainly, you know, you're still young. You've got much more ahead of you. But so far, biggest moment for you?
I feel like a lot of guys would say this, but just getting that call, telling you you're going to the big leagues. Yeah. I think that was, you put so much work in, and I mean, it's your whole life. Your family sacrifices so much for you to get that call. And I mean, it was amazing being able to call my parents and tell them we did it. Like, so I would say that's the best.
Did they have any jokes for you when they called you up? Sometimes the manager's always got some prank here.
No, Sosha didn't. There's no pranks on me then. But when they called me into the office, I was in AAA. I just got called up two weeks before the manager called me into the office. So I was like, oh man, I'm getting sent down. I'm going back to AA. Because I mean, I was young. I had no clue. I wasn't expecting to go to the major leagues at that point. So I thought I was getting sent down, and he told me I was going up. So, yeah, expect the worst and get the best, I guess.
Right. The story of a major league player. Trevor Gott, one last question for you. I've thrown this question around. We have kind of have fun with it. If you could time travel backwards or forwards to see baseball, would you go forward? Would you go backwards? Who would you want to see, or what would you want to see in the game?
That's a tough one because the game's changing so much. It'd be great to go forward and see where it is in 20 years with how guys are throwing harder and getting stronger and how they're trying to implement all these rule changes. So I think that would be cool. But also, if I could go back and watch those guys that, I mean, you see the film and it's like it's all sped up. So you don't really get the atmosphere of what it was like back then. I think it'd be cool to go see, like, Babe Ruth and all those guys play. I think that'd be awesome.
All right. I chose Babe. I chose where you. Yeah. I said, I'd like to see somebody pitch to Babe Ruth.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. For sure. That's thinks that's something every baseball player would like to see.
Yeah. Well, great to get you on, getting to know you. I know the fans in San Francisco are going to see you this spring again in the Bay Bridge Series when you come up there. And, of course, I know we'll see you during the year. I got that feeling as well. Who knows what's going to happen coming out of spring training. But thanks for being on.
I appreciate it, Marty. Thanks for having me.
All right. That's Trevor Gott. More coming up, KNBR 680, the sports leader.